At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you know what that means. It means 3 hours of fun, 3 hours of excitement, 3 hours of enjoyment, inspiration, enlightenment, the whole nine. Because I am back with my man, Rob Parker. Three days off, a lot of stuff to take care of, but I'm back in full effect, refreshed, and ready to rock and roll with Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? First, I'd like to say congratulations. Which daughter went to Michigan?
Noelle.
So yes. She finally had a ceremony, right, in Ann Arbor. How
she
was
graduated
that?
In 2020, and they had the ceremony for the class of 2020 this weekend in Ann Arbor. It was great. It was much, you know, it's natural, I think, to not expect it to feel like a real graduation, you know.
Right.
But they did a great job. It was in the big house. It was about 40% full. and they had they didn't spare any expense. The speaker, the keynote speaker, was Dr. Fauci, Anthony Fauci, obviously.
But it was
famous for his work with the vaccine, huh?
He was maskless, though. That's the only
problem. Yeah, yeah. Everybody was pretty much cheated. Maskless. No. But it was great. It was a great weekend. We had an awesome time. And, yeah, man. So it was a lot of fun.
Well,
a lot of fun.
That's awesome. I do want us to send a Odd Couple shout-out to Kevin Figures, who you know is works at Fox Sports Radio. He's an update anchor. And also... he's the producer of Rogan and Rodney on our L.A. station, Chris. And he right. got married over the weekend. And I was...
I saw the photos. Yeah.
Iowa Sam as well, and Don Martin, and a ton of other people. Rodney Pete and Fred Rogan. Fred Rogan presided over the wedding, Chris. He did.
Wow.
Fred
so
Rogan.
So is he like...
he's ordained.
He's an ordained minister?
Yeah, am I right? Iowa Sam, right? He did the wedding.
He did. He did a great job.
He did a great job. So it was on a golf course in Manhattan Beach, Chris, and it was spectacular. It really, really was a great time. Kevin and Lauren, mazel tov. Congratulations to them. And then, so we got two good pieces of news. Your daughter, Noelle, and Kevin and Lauren. But we do have sad news. I didn't even tell you in the pre-show meeting, but we lost one of our Odd Couple listeners, and you won't believe who's passed. GW from Cincinnati suddenly passed away, and I was reached out by people in Cincinnati. So we want to send love and prayers to his family.
I like GW.
He was in your camp mostly, but he was a good guy.
He was a smart guy.
Right. And he's passed, Chris. So we lost one of ours.
Wow.
So just
Definitely prayers out to him and his family or his family.
Right.
For their comfort during this tough time. Wow. He was about our age, too.
Yeah, he's 50 years old, right, Chris.
Was he 50?
50,
he's
only, yep.
Wow. Did they say what it was?
No, I didn't get all that, but I just found out that it was just sudden, and actually he died yesterday. So I was like, there's no way we can start the show without at least giving some respect to GW. All right.
All right, let's get into it. We do have a show to do, and we got Muggsy Bogues, legendary Muggsy Bogues coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's got a new book out, and we'll talk to him about that and other NBA stuff. We got super producer Rob G in the house. You heard Iowa Sam in for DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and twos. And on the updates, our man Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, let's get into it. One of the big stories in the NBA today, or in sports all together, was the situation at game four of the Dallas Mavericks Phoenix Suns playoff game. And Chris Paul tweeted that some of his family members had been physically touched, let's put it that way, by fans. And so the league and the Dallas Mavericks, or I should say the Mavericks, did an investigation. Here's this statement that they said. It says, American Airlines Center and Dallas Mavericks security and executives have concluded the investigation into the incident involving the Paul family. Two unruly fans attempted to give unwanted hugs and have conversations with members of the Paul family on the public concourse of American Airlines Center. AAC security responded immediately once notified by the family, and the fans were swiftly ejected from the game. The fans involved in the incident will not be allowed to return to the arena until 2023. So, Rob, there's been a lot of talk initially before this investigation. I would like to hear Chris Paul's response, you know, and hear if his family, the ones who were involved in the incident, feel like that was, you know, that's exactly what happened. I imagine it is. But
I can't believe even fans in the stands, drunk, whatever it is, you know, physically went after his mother and wife. I find that.
Well, that's right. The investigation, you know what I mean? Is saying that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, wouldn't you be shocked if that was really the case? Someone's going after somebody's mother in the stands. That would be hard to buy.
Well, that's why when I, you know, initially heard the story.
Right.
It did seem like, wait, what?
That's
like
what I,
somebody
when I said,
pushed his put mom ha- and wife?
Said, put hands on her. Right. And I was like, you know, that means fighting to me.
I didn't just totally disregard it, but I thought, wow, that's really beyond. My thought, Rob, if that was the case, and I thought that's what happened initially, is that I thought that those fans should be ejected for life. Banned from games at the American Airlines Center. Like, period. If you touch a player's family, particularly the females, then I think you got to be gone. There has to be a strict punishment. But apparently, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
At least according to this investigation.
Yeah, and now that you hear it, it makes a little more sense. Overzealous, trying to do too much. Getting touchy-feely. Like, everybody doesn't want to be touched.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people are like, oh, come here, Mama Paul. You know what I mean?
Right. That's what it sounds like.
Right. And you're like, please. Like, I don't know you. I'm not trying to get hugged.
Right.
You know
and
what
again,
I mean?
Especially with females, Rob.
Right. You just can't
do that. You definitely shouldn't be rolling up on somebody's wife.
You can't hug
or
on your mother.
Hugging them like that. If it's a guy and they do, you know, you can still be, you still, Rob, as the guy. Let's say Chris Paul's brother or father. I don't want to have to get into an altercation with you. Right, as a fan, because even that, Rob, guess who would catch the brunt of the negative publicity?
No, right.
The family member. So you got to get security there. Look, get this guy off me. But still, at least it's different with a guy. I can be like, look, sir, leave us alone.
I just think with women, you got to be very careful.
Absolutely.
You know that. And especially with touching women, I just think.
Don't touch!
It's just not your place. And I've been in a situation where sometimes, you know, you meet somebody, Chris, and I always stick out my hand, even to women. And then they'll be like, no, they would be like, I'd rather a hug. And then that, you know, they've given
me like a fan or something.
No, like somebody, you meet somebody, or it could be even somebody's wife who you never really met.
Right.
They're like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and they're my husband talks about you all the time. And I'm open to a hug, or that's cool with me. And then I'll be like, okay, rep, but I always stick my hand out. I don't assume anything, you know, like you should be hugging anybody. So
the one thing I'll say, and again, I thought initially when it seemed like it was darn near an assault or harassment, physical harassment, I thought they should be banned for life from the arena. But now I would say, the one thing I'll say, Rob, I don't think, if I'm reading it correctly, until 2023, to me, that's a short ban. Because, first of all, they may only have one basketball game left at least this season. And then, of course, you got the start of next season. But I would kind of say it should have been maybe a year, a calendar year or something like that. I don't know that 2023 is that big of a deal. It's still, even though it seems like they didn't mean anything by it, it just sends a message like, look, you really got to leave guys' families alone.
But the only thing I'm going to assume is, depending on who the people were, and Chris, if they did like a background, say if the guy's a 20-year ticket holder, he's never had any issues, you know what I mean? I'm assuming they vetted them. This guy is like a prominent attorney in town. Do you know what I mean?
Rob G, was it? I mean, there were
I don't know.
Of a kid. Rob G, do you know any details on that?
They haven't said officially who it was, but based on all the video evidence, it looks like it was like a 17-year-old boy.
Yeah. And the thing is, though, that obviously wasn't on the concourse, right? Like, the photos had him near the Suns bench, which is where Chris Paul's family was sitting. So maybe it was that kid.
But you know I mean. Or maybe he's from a good family.
No,
that's been,
there's circumstances.
There's circumstances.
And to be honest, I would really talk to the Paul family and see how it affected them. And they're good. I know his dad. They're a really good family. So I can I do think they would be sober minded about it. You know, like if it wasn't really that big of a deal, I don't think they would be like,
so.
Yeah, I don't think they would overreact.
Because you don't want to overreact and make it bigger than it really was. You know what I mean?
Right.
If somebody's done something, you know, then you should report it and let people know.
Right.
But if it was a misunderstanding and maybe awkward or you just didn't feel comfortable, let people know, please, just don't touch us. You know what I mean? We didn't feel good
about it. You know what it reminds me of, Rob? You remember a few weeks back when Mike Tyson beat up the guy on the plane.
Right.
And it seems like when you read that story, the guy was a drunk, overzealous fan who was, you know, kept bothering Mike, like, hey, Mike, you know, like, just
relax.
Wouldn't let it go. I don't know if he meant any harm, but he kept badgering Mike. And it's like, you can't do that. He might not have meant that anything negative, but, you know, you mess with Mike. I mean, it was Mike Tyson, but that's what it sounds like. It might have just been an overzealous fan.
I think he wanted Tyson's extra bag of peanuts. I think that's where everything went wrong. Nothing. Not even. I thought, Alex, I don't get anything. I'm hanging out with Sam. Sam, we sat at the same table.
I had to find my rim shot, all right?
We're eating short ribs, which were delicious.
Oh, so
and chicken and all kinds of stuff.
Why though, Rob, did you post more pictures of you than of Kevin Figures?
That's not
on
true.
On your Instagram. At least what I saw. Can I see the wedding party? I don't want to see Rob. Golly.
I did send a picture. It was out there.
I might not have seen all your pictures, but
yeah.
I don't recall seeing my
I got
man,
some pictures, Chris. I'll post some of me and Rob in the table.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, we'll get that up
go.
Later.
All right. There you all go. Right. All right. But anyway, Rob, let's just throw this out to the fans. I guess what is too far? And here's something, and we didn't get into it, but Rob, we talked about it before the show. We both don't think fans are going like harder at players than they used to, because we know of some incidents back in the day it was worse actually.
Yep.
But what I do think is happening, Rob, is that more players are speaking up. You know, you've heard even the guys on TNT, Shaq and Barkley, say, oh, we used to get this, we used to get that.
They should throw
stuff
on them.
And you got to play through it.
Right.
I applaud the players, though, for speaking up. I think this is great because some of this stuff back in the day and today, Rob, has gone too far.
But I will say this, too. I agree with you, Chris, on that premise. I do. But a lot of these guys are babies, too. They don't want the fans to boo and all that. I'm not with that.
I've yet to see a player, though.
You know what I mean?
I don't think a player's come out like, they were booing. They deserve to be.
No, not to be thrown out. But I don't want people bellyaching.
No,
that,
I agree. You got to, yes.
You got to accept that. That's a part of sports.
And to be honest, Rob, you don't want it any other way.
No.
You don't want fans sitting there on their hands, not into the game, not cheering for or their team or against the opponent. Trust me, players, you wouldn't want it any other way. So,
no doubt.
Yes, there's a line that has to be established, but as a player, you do have to be able to take booing and, you know, all that stuff. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Was the suspension handed down by the Mavericks on the fan too short, too long, or just right? And also, your thoughts on these. We've seen a lot of incidents now, players and fans getting into it. Just your general thoughts. You can share them with us, the Odd Couple. 877-996-6369, Fox Sports Radio.
Get your meat hooks off of me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, and I'm Chris, and he's Rob. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone. My brother went there this weekend. His daughter was having some issues. He went over to AutoZone. They took care of him right away. They can do the same thing for you. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think of the discipline laid down for the fan in Dallas with the Chris Paul incident? And just overall, your thoughts on kind of the fans and players' interaction. It seems like, Rob, there may be more antagonism between the two parties than maybe ever before.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. You don't want to scare off fans. That's the one
thing.
You got to be real careful, because once fans feel like they'll just say, okay, I'm good, I won't come.
No, they are Adrian, paying your freight. They are paying
your
freight.
Let's not get it twisted. Right. I'm not saying that gives them the right, Chris, to do anything.
Rob,
but you can't turn on the fans.
It's like us to a degree. I mean, if we just were berating callers and talking down to fans and you're, you know, just totally disrespecting them, that would have an impact, I would imagine, on our ratings and ultimately our job.
No wonder Doug Gottlieb doesn't take calls, but that's another story.
I'm leaving that alone. That's between y'all. Y'all want to go at it? Y'all can go at it.
That was a good line. All right, go ahead.
All right.
Adrian in Atlanta. Chris is like, I'm not touching that. I just got back. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Adrian?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I hope all is well with y'all.
All is good.
Yes, man. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. I think it was too late, man. I think the NBA should be trying to avoid another Malice at the Palace. And with that, you got to kind of observe the psychology of what's going on. Like, these are people's legacies and contracts and families. And a lot's going through their mind in the course of a game. And the last thing somebody want to look back and see is the fan arguing with somebody's mother. Because at that point, I'm no longer an athlete. I'm a son. I'm a husband. And you don't know with all those emotions what I'll do.
So no, I think that's a fair point. And Rob, that's why I thought, you know, give him a full year, not just a year or whatever it ended up being. Because, you know, that's the point of discipline. Part of it is to send a message to other people.
Yeah, but I think intent is also a part of it. You know, like.
But don't you think even if the kid, let's assume he didn't mean anything negative, it's still like, but still, dude, this is a guy. No, they don't know you didn't mean anything negative.
No, I know. I think intent is a big part of. It's just like, Chris, the difference, and obviously, you know, with, like, if you get first degree murder or manslaughter, did you really intend?
It should be considered.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
That's all. Right. Like, did you go out and plan to kill somebody, or did it just happen because you got into a scrape? I mean, there's a big difference between the two. That's all I'm saying. All right. I'm not in favor of fans doing this, but I think you got to be careful.
I think, Rob, it was interesting that he brought up, you know, obviously the NBA wants to avoid another Malice in the Palace. But it wouldn't take much. And that's, again, players need to think about that too. Like, even if you feel like, man, as a man, I could just get security. Obviously,
you can't go into the stands.
They'll do whatever they need to do to protect the players.
Wait a minute. Let us squeeze in Chris here real quick from Minneapolis. We got a minute.
Quickly.
Chris, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, I just think it was a little too light, man. I mean, young men can be obnoxious everywhere. You go to bars, you go to games, they're obnoxious everywhere. So, especially if there was no violence, nobody was hurt, there didn't sound like there was any slurs thrown around.
No.
I think it was just a fan being obnoxious.
You think it was too, but you said you think it was too light? So you think it should have been?
Oh, I mean, I think it was too harsh. Too harsh.
Oh, too harsh.
I think it was too harsh. I mean, if this wasn't the Paul family, would we even know about this?
Well,
it would just be another rowdy fan.
Well, but if it's not a player's family, that's a different situation. I do think even if it was a role player, guy that doesn't play at all, his family, you just can't approach guys' families.
No,
you gotta, especially the mother and the wife.
And I
really
got to
leave
him
alone.
But it also, I just think you got it. That's why you investigate, Chris, to make sure to see where it was. And obviously, they didn't feel like this guy meant any intent to do anything other than be overzealous. And I'm assuming he wasn't drunk if he's 17, right? He wasn't drinking. Well, I'm assuming.
Maybe.
Am I wrong? Okay.
He shouldn't have been in the arena. That's for darn sure.
Right.
You're right.
You would think.
All right, look, we got Muggsy Bowes coming up next. First,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is nothing short of an NBA legend. Played 14 years in the NBA. The shortest player ever to play in the league at 5'3". He's got a new book out called Muggsy, My Life from a Kid in the Projects to the Godfather of Small Ball. It's in stores now. It's our pleasure to welcome in Muggsy Bogues. Muggsy, what's up, man?
Muggsy, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing, man? Appreciate y'all having me on.
Man,
no doubt.
It is great to have you on. And I got so many questions for you, man. I could do an hour with you as an interview. But let's just tell us the book. Give us a quick synopsis of it. And it's interesting you say the Godfather of Small Ball, because most people, when they think small ball, you know, they think shooting threes and small lineups. I assume you mean that literally, but talk to us about that.
Well, you know, appreciate it again. Yeah, I wanted to kind of put this one out. I did one in 1993 called In the Land of Giants, and that was kind of early on in my career. My pops had passed away, and one of my good friends, Reggie Lewis, had passed away at the time. But this one, I had a little opportunity to live, you know, a little more substance on my journey. And it's more of a, you know, a kid that really had a passion, just chased it each and every day about relationships, about the players that I played with, and some of the current players that I impacted as well playing the game today, guys like Stephen Curry, Chris Paul, you know, about relationship with my wife. We got back together after being divorced for 10 years.
Wow!
Giving back to the
great.
Well, thank you. Yeah, which is kind of unheard of in that regard.
10 years is a long time. Wow!
Yeah, 10 years, and but we found our way back to one another, and that's the blessing that, you know, I wanted to share with everybody. You know how it is. It's challenging once you're in the league, trying to be married and trying to raise a family and that sort of thing. And I was so young during that time. So I was so blessed to be able to have a second chance, I should say, to redo it all over again.
So growing up, and I think this is good for younger people listening, you know, like everybody, things aren't just handed to you. I'm sure everybody and their uncle told you, you're too small, you can't play, you can't make the high school team, you can't make it to the NBA. How do you overcome that when everybody's telling you you can't, you know, because of your size or because of other things that might be affecting you?
Well, you know, as a kid growing up in the inner city, you know, in the city of Baltimore, I had a little tough skin. And the thing in terms of me, I wanted something badly. And I think the dramatic experience that I went through at an early age, at the age of 5, you know, getting shot, you know, it just changed my mindset, you know, which the words didn't really care about what the people were saying to me. And nobody believed that I could play in the NBA, let alone play in college and high school and that sort of thing. But, you know, just trying to take that attitude that if I played against the best, I had success against the best, I need to be included with the best. You know, and having a good friend like Reggie Williams, you know, he and I was, you know, this was given that information by the blessing of Mr. Leon Howard, a guy that was in our, a director in our neighborhood, who basically was our director, who really took us under his wing. You know, so, you know, just having that understand that I can break down these barriers with these coaches, one of big guards, that I felt like if anybody had that ability to play the game, you know, no matter how big or tall they are, if they impacted in a way where it's out there being, you know, impactful for the team, then he should be able to play. So I was fortunate enough to be able to do that throughout my career.
Muggsy, one of your strengths was, you know, defense and just getting up on guys, you know, full court at times and, you know, just being able to hound guys off the dribble, their dribble. I heard a story. I want you to tell me if it's true. I heard that I think it was five-star camp in high school that, and you remember Dwayne Pearl Washington, who was a high school All-American and a
from
college
Brooklyn
All-American
and
in
went
Syracuse.
To Syracuse.
He
yep.
was Muggsy. He was my favorite college player. So when I heard this story, I was disheartened. But I was told from a basketball legend, he was a coach at the camp, that you guys were, you know, y'all were playing scrimmage and five-star and all that, and you were guarding Pearl, and he couldn't get the ball past half court against you. And they actually had to change the rule to say you couldn't pick guys up full court because the game really couldn't go on because he couldn't get the ball up court. Is that true?
Well, you know, I tell you this, good. You know, this is the very first day when he came walking in, you know, he was considered name as Pac-Man. And he had this big chain on him. May he rest in peace. So that was my guy,
right.
too.
Right.
And he had this big chain on that said Pac-Man. He had his shoes untied. You know, he came in with that New York swag.
Right.
And he was actually playing like he was going to play against me that way. And, you know, he tried to, you know, he had this. And I had, and I always kind of watched one's tendencies. And I always kind of saw what he liked to do. And his crossover dribble is, I made it very challenging for to get the ball across half court. So it was a true story. They kind of had to make me go back and not have us to be pressing no more. We had to play at half court. But, yeah, that was my guy. He had some tricks, man. I tell you, I love Pearl Washington.
Yeah. Wow. Pearl passed away too early.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
Hey, last thing. We're running out of time. Do you enjoy this NBA with all the threes or just the dunks, the elimination of the mid-range and just the way the game is played? Does it feel or look like the game you used to play?
Well, it doesn't look like the game we used to play because we had position. But I'm not one of them old guys that hate the game. You know, the game evolves, you know, and it's pretty much around the skill set of these players of today. You know, you got seven-footers that's driving the basketball up, shooting threes where our seven-footers play with their back towards the basket. The game is really developed in a different way, so you got to really take advantage of that skill set.
Muggsy, do you think your game would have been more suited for today or for when you did play?
Well, you know, I think any player feel like they can play in any era. But, you know, you look at the rules today where you can't hand check. I mean, you got a lot of shooters.
Can't
today.
Touch anybody, right?
No, nobody's camping in the lane. You right. know, and I felt like I can get by anybody. And then watching some of the guys, the way they dribble today, man, you know, guys.
Oh, they carrying it,
high.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
they carry it. Yeah. So you would have been picking pockets.
That goes because of those two balls. You know, guys working with two balls these days. You know, that's what's taught to the kids, two balls, in which they teach you bad fundamentals.
Oh, so you think that drill is a bad drill because that leads to a high dribble?
It definitely leads to a high. Well, man, you see how high these guys dribble the basketball. Oh, my goodness. It's, you know, like I say, and that's why the carrying is where it's no one and your head dribble. You know, you dribble with two balls, you think about it, you got your head down. You ain't
right.
dribble with your head ball, and the ball is going straight down, and you don't play the game with two balls. So, you know, so you're simulating something that you don't do in the game.
Right. Well, that's our man, Muggsy Bogues. Look, man, we'll get you on another time if you're willing. Because I definitely have a lot more to ask you. I'm sure Rob does as well. But go check out his book. It's called Muggsy, My Life from a Kid in the Projects to the Godfather of Small Ball. It's in stores now. It's his new autobiography. Congratulations on the book, Muggsy. And like I said, we'd love to get you on another time.
Oh, appreciate you guys, man. Anytime, just let me know.
All right, good luck, brother. With the book. Thank you.
Yep. Shekel City is next. Plus, must-win game for the Celtics in Milwaukee. It's just gotten underway, and we'll get into that next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob. We're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we will get into this game four between Boston and Milwaukee, a pivotal game in this series. But first, Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
I'm not going to blame it on you, Chris, even though when you were gone, I was on a hot streak.
I have hit my last 5 games in a row.
Wow.
I was 3-0 on Thursday, 2-0 on Friday. I wasn't 3-0 because the third game was rained out. It was a baseball game. So 5-0, Shekel City.
Great cash,
impressive.
Homie.
That's right. Even though
Shekel City might get back on the map.
We might be, and I might be reelected as mayor.
Shekel City had been flattened.
No, not at all. And of course, not yet sponsored by Caesar Sportsbook, but it's happening. All right, here we go, Chris. You ready? My best bet. I got the Bucks -1 hosting the Celtics, even though this is a big game for Boston, obviously. They definitely need this, but the Bucks are at home. I'm going to take the Bucks -1. I'm doing the over and under in the Grizzlies-Warriors game, even though the Warriors the Grizzlies, Chris, have been unbelievable, even without Ja this year. I'm going to take the over in this game, 223. Is the over number, so over that as the total for both games. And last but not least, the Dodgers and the Pirates. The run total is 7.5. I got the under. They got both teams have good pitchers starting tonight. The last time Steve DeSager gave us an update, there was no score in about the fourth or fifth inning, so I'm feeling good about that as well. So, I have the under on that. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. I'm 5-0 the last couple.
All right. There you have it, Shekel City. And, Rob, you said it. Must win. I'm a guy that picked the Celtics in 7. You picked the Bucks. I don't know if you gave a game.
No, I didn't.
Total? Yeah. But it's a must win. I don't see Boston beating Milwaukee 3 straight games. So they got to win tonight. Right now they're down 19-11. It's early.
Who's down? Boston?
Boston, yeah. Boston's down. And they're without Robert Williams, who's not, he's not a star player.
But still, doesn't hurt. That doesn't help.
He's an important role player, right. So we'll see. But this should be a good game tonight. And Boston, as we said, has to win. The thing, Rob, as a guy that picked the Celtics, I feel pretty good about this game, even though they're off to a bad start, because they obviously had a chance to win game three, a good chance. They lost by a second, right? If they had been a second earlier, less than a second earlier on a tip-in, that would have tied the game, sent it in overtime, and then maybe they would have won. But they got nothing, Rob, from Jason Tatum. And Jason Tatum is a young player, 24, but now he's being lifted to superstar status after he outplayed Kevin Durant, pure and simple, in that first round series on both ends of the floor. And so now he's being held to a higher standard. And Rob, what he did in game 3 is just unacceptable. 10 points, 4 of 19 shooting. And beyond that, Rob, he didn't do anything else. Anybody can be off. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, they've had off nights.
But that's why on social media where people were going ballistic, and I get it, a 4-game sweep, Brooklyn, Kyrie, Durant, whatever. But I just pump the brakes. Let a guy get through. Let's see where he goes. And now, if they get knocked out in the second round, Chris, what does that say? I mean,
people saying? I mean, I think the dude is a bad.
No, he's phenomenal.
Boy.
I mean, I'm not saying that.
If people
but
are trying to say he's like the best player in the league, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it was more in that vein stuff. But that's fans. Ridiculous. You know what I mean? After you see, he's the best player in the league now. No.
Giannis is the best player in the league. Period. And then you got Joel Embiid. There's a few, several ahead of Tatum, but he's a great player. I had him on my second team All-NBA, Rob. I think he may make first team, but he's going to make first or second. That puts him, obviously, this year at least in the top 10. But, Rob, what he did in game 3, he had 3 assists and 1 rebound. If you are off and you're a superstar, Rob, you got to impact the game in other ways. We saw Giannis in game 1 who had a poor shooting night, but was great as far as passing the ball, get his teammates involved, and rebounded. So that's what Tatum has to do. But he's got to show up big tonight, scoring the basketball. They need him and Jaylen Brown to have a huge night to have a chance to win this game.
Big time. Big time. And they need it, Chris. This is it. You're like,
nah, this,
100% right. There's no way they win three in a row. Yeah, so let's not even go there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Odd Couple.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.